You're listening to Travel Writers Radio. Our resident wine expert, Tyson Stelzer, is back on the line. And in celebration of our returning Olympic heroes today, we thought it might be fun for him to tell us his gold medal wines of various varieties so that we might perhaps all get into the winning spirit. Tyson spoke to Graham a little earlier today.
Well, it's always a great pleasure to have Tyson Stelzer, our resident wine expert. He's even a guru, I think. I've got him on the line there. How are you, mate? You've just been down here, haven't you?
I have. We just had Taste Champagne. We had 400-plus people sharing champagne, 158 cuvées, our biggest event ever in Melbourne, and the same in Sydney last week, Brisbane next week.
Yep. Sounds like you're drawing a crowd, Tyson.
It's been very exciting and great to see champagne. We're now the fastest growing champagne market in the world.
So is that true?
Thrilled to be part of that process.
Wow. I would have thought, I don't know, where would I have thought that would be? Well, Brazil this week, but...
yes, true.
You know. Anyway, on that note, we did have a little pre-conversation, didn't we?
We did.
We thought, gold. Maybe there's something in the fact that our Aussies returned. Maybe not as victorious as they'd like, but there was plenty of medals hanging around their necks as they marched off that Qantas jet, little plug for them, this morning. And I thought, maybe Tyson's got a bunch of gold that he'd like to share with us. We won't do the silver and bronze because that could take forever. But indeed he has, and he sent a list through to me. So I don't know which order you want to go in.
Well, I thought we'd start off with the best bargain wine because as much as it's great to talk about the top wines and the high-priced wines, for most of us, the bargain wines are the wines we drink most of the time.
Yep.
And these days, the most famous bargain wine estate in Australia is a tiny husband and wife outlet run by Mike and Judy Press up in the Adelaide Hills. The label's called Mike Press. And he's been making wine in Australia for all his life. He's past retirement age, but thought he'd plant a vineyard as a retirement prospect and making his own wines up there. And his Shiraz and his Cabernet are outstanding. And this year, his Cabernet 2015 is available already. It sells for $14. And it's a beautiful expression of a very high, above 500 metres up there, very cool vineyard that produces beautifully authentic wines that age really well and about half, if not a third, of the price that they perhaps should be.
And a Cab Sav 2015. Yes, I was taken there by the people from South Australia, the people who run an event called Destination SA. It's really a business events activity. And they told me at a different winery that the Adelaide Hills enjoys quite an interesting microclimate that makes it different to virtually every other region in the country, let alone in nearby Adelaide. Things ripen at a different rate up there.
It's higher and therefore cooler. And in South Australia, which in general is a fairly warm state when it comes to wine production, those cooler sites are increasingly sought after, particularly in these days of global warming. The Adelaide Hills varies in elevation, in aspect, in soil types vastly across its quite substantial length. It runs all the way, literally, from the Barossa all the way down to the Southern Thurii. And it's that diversity that makes this region not only famous for Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, and Pinot Noir, of course, but even for Shiraz or in this wine, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good news. Now, you've also got... we're going to do white and red and a bit of other stuff. Now, Voyager Estate is a beautiful place in the Margaret River. It's one of the most... It is one of the most beautiful wineries I think I've seen.
It's just spectacular. A popular wedding destination.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, an amazing restaurant. If you visit the West, it's worth going to Voyager, not just for the wines, but for the whole experience.
Yeah, it's a South African Cape... it's not Cape Cod. It's Cape style, isn't it?
Yes.
But
yeah, beautiful.
Everyone reckons they've done them better than the South Africans in many ways.
Oh, they have, absolutely.
It's a magnificent building. And the guy who did it isn't South African.
No, that's
He visited there, got this idea, and then just executed it like 150% instead of 100%. So, Voyager Estate in Margaret River, it's a Chardonnay you love.
I've recommended their Chardonnay as my top pick for Chardonnay right now, partly because it's amazing and I love Margaret River Chardonnay, but partly because it's $45. And for a flagship Margaret River Chardonnay, that's on a world scale actually quite affordable.
Right.
And Margaret River Chardonnay can be quite rich and powerful and big, but this wine has a mood of restraint and elegance and finesse, which I really love.
Okay, and it's not over-oaked.
It's not over-oaked at all. It's all about the fruit.
Yeah.
Good oak support. It will age quite confidently, but it's beautiful now. 2013 is current. 2014 is just milliseconds away. They're both beautiful wines.
And they'll be the same sort of price, do you think, similar years?
Yeah. $45 full price, but it's a bit less than special.
All right, what's your next one?
Rosé. Did you know that rosé is actually more popular in France right now than white wine? They're drinking more pink wine than white.
Is that right?
It's really taking off in Australia. It's one of our fastest growing categories here. So I thought I'd just throw in my favourite rosé that I've tasted so far from the new vintage. And it comes from the Adelaide Hills, from a very talented guy called Steve Pannell. He's based in McLaren Vale. SC Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L-L is his label. And he's sourcing Nebbiolo fruit, which is a northern Italian variety.
Yep.
Sourcing it from quite high up in the Adelaide Hills, up near Gumaraka, and produces this beautifully refined rosé. Not sweet, not deep pink, pale salmon colour, savoury, textural, beautiful.
Far cry from the old Matthews, which I think we bought for the bottle because we wanted to shove a candle in it afterwards.
For it, sadly.
Those few years ago. Now, you've got the best wine to put down.
I wanted to put something in here which is a little bit unusual. Most people never have heard of this particular cuvée before, although the estate is very famous. Jacobs Creek, limited edition Shiraz Cabernet 2010.
Right.
Now, Jacobs Creek at the very bottom end is a great bargain in Shiraz Cabernet.
It might frighten people off, do you think?
Well, one of the best-selling wines in Australia, and certainly the best-known internationally, is that little Shiraz Cabernet from Jacobs Creek.
Yeah.
But at the opposite end of the Jacobs Creek spectrum, and it's diametrically opposite stylistically as well because it's built to age, Bernard Hicken has been the winemaker there since Jacobs Creek itself began in 1976. And he retired this year, and in his honour, they produced a very limited wine, only available from cellar door, from the uber-exciting 2010 vintage. It's a Shiraz Cabernet blend, the best blend that Australia makes. They're selling it for $180, which sounds like a lot, but this wine is going to go the distance of Grand Cru Burgundy at 10 times the price. It is just exquisite. It will happily sit in the cellar for 30 or 40 years, and it's only going to get better. So I wanted to highlight that. Cellar door only, but really special, a great tribute to a great man.
Okay, fantastic. Now, you've got a showstopper here. What's that?
I wanted to throw something in here because this is significant. Australian sparkling wine has never won a Capital City Australian Wine Show Best Wine of Show, beating all the whites and all the reds ever until last year in Canberra, when at the Grand Championship of Australian Wine Shows, Arras won, Tasmanian Sparkling, won the Best Wine of Show. Now, this wasn't a one-off because it's since done it twice. Brisbane a few weeks ago, Sydney a couple of weeks after that where I was judging the panel. It's the Arras Grand Vintage 2007, beautiful Tasmanian sparkling. What would have to be, after that record, now Australia's most awarded sparkling wine, sells for about $75.
So don't go buying Mum and these other brands. Buy this one, yeah?
People buy champagne just because it's champagne, but it's possible to buy an Australian sparkling at the very top level for about the same price as entry-level champagne.
Okay. There
and it's
go.
An exciting contrast. Not trying to be champagne. It's not the same stylistically. Tasmania's a world away from champagne in its terroir, but it's an exciting, sparkling wine and equally worthy.
Right. Now, here's one that all the serious punters out there will go for. Money, no object. You've put in a special item here, and it's big bucks, but what is it?
Sometimes an occasion calls for a wine where the cost is really not the consideration, whether you're getting engaged or celebrating something special. The House of Krug is one of the most famous champagne houses, and the vintage 2002 from that house is the most anticipated sparkling release this year. It sells for about $500, $400 if you get it on special, but that wine, and I've had the chance to showcase it multiple times around the country in the last few months, is just epic. And if you really want to do something special and you can afford it, or if you just won the lotto, Krug Vintage 2002.
Okay, and is 2002 the most recent release, is it?
Just released, only in the country for a few months.
Okay.
14 years old, pre-aged.
So it's been sitting in the bottle for all that time?
It has,
yeah.
Okay. It's deep in the cold cellars in the runs.
Sounds fantastic. Now, the last one is the most obscure, but I happen, not being a wine expert, I happen to know this product and also this winery. So talk to us about Xanadu.
Xanadu is one of the estates that has hit a trajectory of ascent steeper than any other in Margaret River in recent decades. This is now one of the top estates in Australia. very talented winemaking team, awesome fruit sourcing, some very special vineyards, including 11 rows of Malbec, which generally gets blended away with Cabernet.
Yeah.
But they chose this very special parcel of just two barrels in the end of 2013 Malbec because it looks so good on its own, bottled it, and goodness, it's one of the best standalone Malbecs I've ever seen. Malbec's a Bordeaux varietal that tends to like to support Cabernet, but not too much.
Yeah.
On its own, it's rare. Cellador only, it's about $70, but it's a great expression of a red wine that has propensity to really age and show the character of Margaret River.
That's fantastic. Tell Tyson another magic moment with you to get all these down. I'll probably just publish this list on our SoundCloud site so people can actually read it. That's terrific. I've really enjoyed that story, and I'll go out and find some of these if I can. I imagine the big wine merchants will have some of them, and those that are at cellar doors, well, maybe you can buy direct online, I suppose, can you?
Absolutely, yeah, they're all available online, direct from the estates. And next month, I'm looking forward to having a chat about Tasmania, because it's a very quick plug for what we'll talk about then, in case people want to get this into their calendar. Tasmania runs an awesome event called Effervescence. It's all about sparkling wine, put on by the best winemakers down there. They're doing that again early November, and I'll be down there presenting some champagnes and Tasmanian sparkling, including a couple of those that we've talked about today. It's effervescencetasmania.com, and a lot of people in Melbourne, where you are starting to think, yeah, it's worth a little flit across the Tasman for one of the best sparkling events in the Southern Hemisphere.
And it's so cheap to fly, you could actually take a second suitcase and fill it with what you buy.
Absolutely. Don't need to do it.
Good on you, Tyson. Great to speak.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.